Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Brian Koberger. Behind bars, it's not going so well. We're going to break all this down in terms of what is happening to him right now. Is it common? Is it legal? And what happens from here with Koberger behind bars? Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, joining us to give us some insight. And we've talked about the conditions and high-profile inmates before. What's coming out of the Idaho Maximum Security Institution is painting a far more intense picture here of what's going on, but not completely unheard of. I mean, from your perspective, Eric, as a former prosecutor and as a defense attorney, how common is it for inmates to be targeted like this in this sort of way? And does law enforcement consider this cruel and unusual punishment, or is this just pretty much normal, you know, what you're going to get in a prison?
You know, gosh, it is rather common at multiple levels, at the prison level, even at a county jail level. Prisons and in places of incarceration are not nice places, and sometimes they're filled with not so nice people. And so that's to what these folks are kind of subjected to. There is a concern about cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. Certainly, you know, some taunting and making someone uncomfortable doesn't rise to that level, but further actions and threats of violence and stuff like that could. And so that there are some considerations to think about.
What's interesting here, and from what we're learning from various sources, is that Brian Koberger arrived at the prison facility. He was put into solitary confinement 23 hours a day. He's in a box. And there are other solitary confinement cells near him, but they're all solitary, as in solitary confinement. But as in any building, you need some sort of ventilation to keep airflow moving, just basic stuff. And they seem to have found a way to use that ventilation system to direct their sounds, not to other prisoners, but directly into Koberger's cell. And they're systematically taking turns, allegedly, tormenting him. Like, they had this planned out. When he was coming, they knew he was coming. And when they did, it's like on shifts. One will go for so long. Then they get tired out. The next guy takes over. And then the next guy, 24 hours a day, tormenting Brian Koberger. Are you surprised by this? And I mean, is this a new thing? Is this in effect of the way that we handle cases today on a public forum, where you have podcasts, where you have all these people on social media, and the prisoners have access to see these people and hear these requests. And how are they following through on the public's request to torment the hell out of this man?
Well, look, folks who are incarcerated can devise some ingenious ways to influence their environment. And that includes targeting other inmates. And I think you're right that the mass public exposure and awareness of these cases, that it didn't necessarily exist in the 40s, the 50s, 60s, things like that, contributes to that. And so all of these, or most of the inmates know what's going on, know what Koberger's there for, and they got a lot of time on their hands. And so they are going to devise ways to bring about the outcomes they want and to do the things they want. It looks like that's what they're doing here.
Very much. I mean, is there, I mean, if you're, and I'm in no way trying to play the part of Koberger's side, I'm just kind of playing the part of, I don't know, I didn't want to say sanity because I'm not condone. I am condoning this. I'm not condemning this. But is there a point ever? I mean, do they ever in? I know nothing about prisons other than what I've seen on television and that sort of thing. Do they ever clamp down on this? Do they ever go, you know, knock it off, guys? Like, this is too much. This is too much. Even just for the guards to deal with or others to have to deal with in here. Or is it literally just part of the ecosystem? Just as the sky is blue, prisons are going to be loud and taunting and hellish.
You know, it, on one hand, it is the lay of the land. That's kind of how these things go. And look, there are way more prisoners than there are staff. And so the staff doesn't have the resources or time to be micromanaging, you know, every word that comes out of these people's mouths directed at somebody else. Now, they do have to be careful. If an inmate lodges multiple concerns about threats upon his or her life and jail staff does absolutely nothing, you know, could there be some kind of civil liability in the future? Possibly. And so jail staff has to be aware of how the inmates are treated and whether there are any threats to violence to inmates that appear credible, and then sometimes taking action upon those reports.
Okay, so you got all these guys all shouting at Koberger, going directly into his vent, tormenting him. And the prison has made a statement saying they're aware of the complaints. They're aware of the complaints. It's neither here nor there, basically. I'm going to guess the inmates aren't necessarily the folks that are thinking, gee, I probably shouldn't say something threatening because that could come back to bite me in the ass. I better keep this very clean and really, really keep the terminology correct. They're not. They don't have to worry about that. They're not on a broadcast. They're not on a podcast. They're not worrying. They're just going to say whatever the hell they're going to say. And I'm going to guess a lot of that involves destroying his life or taking it away or orifices of his, things of that nature. That's got to be flying around there. Now, there is an obligation, obviously, in a prison setting to protect a prisoner from physical violence. You can't just have a free-for-all where everybody's getting shanked left and right and nobody's stopping this. That's not how this works. But psychologically, there really isn't much of a anything. There is no safeguard there, is there?
There really isn't. You know, it's not the staff's responsibility to protect the feelings of any of the folks in there. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, in a prison, you're likely to have some people who are dangerous. And then when you take it up a level to solitary confinement, oftentimes those are individuals involved in gangs. Sometimes they're individuals who have committed sensitive type of crimes. But yeah, there's going to be some of that sort of, you know, kind of schoolyard bullying times a billion. And that kind of thing is going to be pretty much just overlooked by the prison. They've got other stuff to worry about. Unless there is a credible and imminent threat on the safety of an inmate, they're probably going to kind of let this ride.
Is there anything that Koberger's defense, and I don't know who's the defense, I don't know if Ann Koberger is still there, or Ann Koberger, Ann Taylor, I keep connecting the two. Let's hope that never happens, Ann, run for your life. Is there any, I mean, I don't know if Ann Taylor is still part of the council or not, but whatever council he has, whatever the state has given him, Is there any recourse here? Is there anything they can do about any of this? Or is this Koberger just kind of got to take it?
There are kind of two things that come to mind. One thing that they can consider is if Koberger can compile, like I said, a credible imminent threat on his safety, he can request, you know, a transfer outside of solitary, but that's not the best option for him. He could request a transfer to another facility where this stuff is likely going to happen again. The real only potential out he might have is if he were to develop some kind of physical medical ailment, and that, you know, his circumstances exacerbated that documented medical diagnosis. Under limited circumstances, they can get some kind of relief, but it's usually just transfers and shuffling these folks around to similar environments where the same thing is likely to happen.
There's not a way around it, because you could go down the road of, could this torment him enough to the point where it becomes a psychological problem? Even when we've seen psychological problems arise, I mean, take Richard Allen, for example, in the Delphi case. He was eating his own poop and running into a wall head first, and nobody said, gee, maybe we should take him out of here. Maybe we should do something different. Even when you go to that far, even if we end up seeing Koberger having a nice shit sandwich, which I think they should televise. It seems like it takes a lot. It takes a lot for any change to happen. And even if change does happen, at the end of the day, security and protecting his life is going to be, you know, paramount. Nobody wants him to die on their watch. Eventually, I think somebody's going to have it happen. But if you move him, he's psychologically damaged, to a mental health type facility, a prison type mental health facility, you're back there exposed. You're out there. You are in a population, a general population, a different type of general population than you would be like in the yard and in the cell. But, you know, hierarchy still lives there. And I think some people even argue at times it's more dangerous in a mental health area, because you're dealing with people who have serious mental health problems, beyond just the folks that are behind bars in the normal situation. There's no real route here that seems that this might be as good as it gets for Koberger right now, where the least of his worries are people taunting him through HVAC ventilation. Is that kind of what we're getting at here?
Yeah, and as unpleasant as that might be, I think folks are going to contrast that with the egregious, brutal acts that he admitted to committing and say, hey, tough shit, man. He's in protective custody. He can't get more protected. Even if you were transferred to some kind of mental health unit, there are problems there. And in fact, like you said, he's probably less protected in such an environment. They're usually more open. Usually other inmates have access to you in those mental health wards and divisions of prisons. So this might be as good as it gets, but it's still a hell of a lot better than what his victims got.
Hell of a lot better than what his victims got, and honestly, probably a hell of a lot better than what he would get if he was free in the yard. Let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about the prospects of how long can someone stay in solitary confinement? I mean, from your experience and historically, can some people like this high profile that are this targeted, can it go on indefinitely, like for the rest of his life, or does eventually it shift? How do the decisions get made when someone like a Koberger, that high profile, how is that decision made to go, you know what, it's time for a change for him, and let's change some things up from just being in solitary?
In theory, he could be in solitary for years and years. However, what often happens is that they don't keep a person there forever unless you're on death row or something like that. And so what the staff looks at is they look at resources, they look at risk level, they look at historical record of the person while in custody. And there have been a number of high profile folks that have been transferred to general population or some equivalent thereof. And those folks have a target on their back, especially when we're talking about Koberger. You know, killing young women is usually a taboo crime in prison, and he's done that multiple times over. And so multiple targets on his back, and I don't think they're going to keep him in protective custody forever.
And that's going to be interesting to see what happens then. I mean, Dahmer lasted less than 2 years. I just did a piece yesterday that went through so many high-profile killers, and they don't last long. The target is there. Why is the target there? Let me ask you that, and I think I know the answer, but maybe you can explain it better. Why is there such a target on somebody like Koberger's back, someone who's going to be in prison for the rest of his life? What is the benefit for someone behind bars to go after Brian Koberger?
You know, there are a lot of considerations. There are prison politics at play. You know, even in prison, there is an ethical code. And there are certain crimes and perpetrators who are far less desirable and looked down upon. Like I said, killing young women is usually a no-no in prison. He's done that multiple times over. On top of that, these folks don't have much to lose, especially folks who are in prison for the rest of their lives. And so killing somebody else is not going to make their situation substantially worse. On top of that, there is some infamy that can be gained, some respect, some notoriety, some fear within those prison walls if you take out a high-profile perpetrator like Koberger. So a number of incentives within those facilities for folks to target Koberger if they can reach him. And there are ways in which he can be reached.
Expand upon that a little bit. Like, what, you know, you get the notoriety, you get, you know, some of the respect in there. I mean, you are behind prison walls. Does that give you more security yourself because you are the one who took out someone like a Brian Koberger? Or does that make you a bigger target to yourself because now you're somewhat infamous. You're the guy who took out Brian Koberger. If somebody takes out the guy who took out Brian Koberger, and maybe you're a guy who took out some other people too, I would think that would make you a bit of a target too. It's like kind of on both ends, like one end's on the feeding chain here, one's way up here. I don't know. Koberger's like low hanging fruit to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on the particular ecosystem within that specific prison. But certainly, you know, there is an idea about, like, in prison, kind of keeping your head down, doing your time, not doing too much in there. When you're taking out a high profile inmate and killing him, well, then your name gets around and some folks might give you respect and fear you. Other folks might say, hey, you're the new guy with the target. You know, you think you're this big top dog who took out this high profile inmate. Well, we're going to show you're not the top dog. And so all of those things go on, and it's very, and on top of that, Tony, these folks have so much time on their hands that all they have to do is think about these kind of things and scheme and plot. And that's how we see, you know, assaults and killings in facilities.
If we could just take the ingenuity of our prison system and the people that are in it and use it for something good. Imagine all the things we could get done beyond license plates. I think there's a lot of ingenuity there. I mean, you're talking people who evaded the system for quite some time usually. And there's a lot of intelligence there. And if they're just using it to torment Brian Koberger, I mean, I'm okay with that one, but again, using it for other things would be lovely. Is there anything, I mean, if you were Brian Koberger's attorney right now and you're advising him, obviously he's waived. He's not going to appeal. He's just there he's there for the rest of his life. There's no more court hearings for Brian Koberger, but you know, he does have some rights. What are you telling him? What are you telling him how to survive this? How to get on somebody's, I mean, is there getting on somebody's good side? What would you be advising him to survive basically at this point?
You know, some folks on the inside want to like join a gang because there is strength in numbers. There's protection in numbers. I don't think a gang is going to take him. Even a white supremacist gang is probably going to say, yeah, hey, come hang out with us and then shank him in the yard or whatever. So I don't think that's going to work. The one angle he might have is he does have allegedly this autism diagnosis and, you know, does constant verbal and emotional torment exacerbate that condition? Is he particularly vulnerable to psychological injury because of that? And could that warrant some kind of change in circumstances based on, you know, requests filed within the prison system? It's at least possible. And so that's something I would explore if I was his counsel.
It's like the only option that you may have at this point. Have you ever seen something like that be argued and be successful? I mean, if you look at most of the inmates in prison, I'm going to guess you have a very high percentage of folks that are, you know, either somewhere on an autism spectrum, personality disorder, mental health issues. I mean, there's a lot of things there that one could say are beyond the control of that individual. And it's a mental health type problem. Historically, prisons aren't that accepting of those things of even being like accepted as legit. Obviously they are, we know that they are, but when you weigh it with the horrible things that we know Koberger did, that sort of consideration, you know, doesn't hold a ton of weight, at least in, you know, the general population. But when you're talking about more of an institutional type setting that should realistically consider that sort of thing, I mean, consider it if it wasn't Brian Koberger. If this was someone who's wrongly convicted, hey, let's take Richard Allen, for example, who I believe was wrongly convicted, who I'm sure they're not giving any sort of, you know, leniency to. Do you expect it here for Brian Koberger? Is this something they'd even consider?
You know, I think at the very most, they would kind of go through the motions to give the appearance that they were considering that, and then eventually just say, too bad, bro. But another potential out that Koberger could consider is providing more information. He could come with some kind of proposal to prison officials, to the DOJ, to local prosecutors, and say, hey, I'll tell you all about why I did this and how I did it and who helped me, if anybody, if you'll give me some kind of break here within these prison walls. We saw that with Ghislaine Maxwell, and she's kind of sitting pretty at this nice, you know, low security resort. Yeah. And so that's you can think about.
That is an interest, like using it as a carrot to dangle out there. But let me ask you this, even if you were to do that, at the end of the day, it seems like a lot of these decisions are made within the prison walls. They're not made in the justice system. They're not made in a courtroom. There's no courtroom saying you're going to be in solitary confinement. That when he gets to the jail, they're like, well, how are we going to handle this here? They make that choice. So, I mean, it really just could be somebody who's like, screw him, put him in general population tomorrow. There's not a court that's going to stop that. And by the time if they did, if somebody went and tried to find some sort of injunction on, I mean, can you even put an injunction on that? Is there any way to stop that? Should the warden say, we're moving him? Can a judge say, no, put him back in solitary?
I don't see any viable legal mechanism by which Koberger could contest such actions by prison administration. You know, there is no like ongoing case. And as a prosecutor and defense attorney, I see in court all the time, you know, requests being made by inmates that, hey, I'm not getting my medicine, or hey, I'm not getting proper nutrition, or stuff like that. And the courts just say, hey, the jail is not under my jurisdiction. The prison is not under my jurisdiction. They're not a party to this case. And for Koberger, there is no more case except for appellate proceedings, which is different. So no, a court is not going to step in and in fact would have no jurisdiction to step in and hear such a challenge unless it was some kind of Eighth Amendment cruel and unusual punishment, habeas corpus, something mm-hmm. or other. And even then, I think the chances are slim to none.
Is that a problem? I mean, let's take Koberger out of the equation here. I mean, because that is a scary prospect. It's a reality of what we deal with in this country, what we're living with right now, what we're accepting as free people in our country for how we treat those that we have incarcerated. Not everyone incarcerated is guilty. There's a good chunk that are not. To accept that as okay, like they're not getting the medication they need when it is available, when it's basic, simple decencies to humans, not like here you're going to get an extra Snickers tonight or anything, just basic, okay, so you can survive. And there's plenty of people who didn't murder 4 college students who are behind bars as well. There doesn't seem to be very much oversight. It seems to be kind of, you know, where these prisons are run by whoever you get to run them. Sometimes they're humane and they're run very well. Sometimes, you know, they're horrific. And it's run kind of by monsterish human beings that like to be monsters to other people. Again, with not a lot of oversight and not a lot of consequences. This has gone on forever in our country. We've heard this. You wouldn't expect it to be going on in 2025, but it really is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And I've seen some hellish circumstances, some indifferent callousness within those prison and jail systems that, like you said, that there's no real way to remedy it. There, you don't have a legal avenue you can pursue. You can't file a motion with the court saying, hey, the jail officials are putting me at risk or something like that. Can't do that. And so, you know, does there need to be some kind of adjudicative process within the institutions themselves? You know, there is when there's misconduct, when inmates are cited for doing something wrong. But what about when the jail staff is doing something wrong? That happens all the time, whether folks want to believe it or not. And so, you know, there is no such process, but should there be some kind of independent oversight or some sort of internal adjudicative, fair, impartial process to address these grievances? You'd have a heck of a lot of grievances from these folks. Have a lot of time on their hands, but maybe it's worth it.
I mean, it's easy on the outside to go, they had it coming to them. And for some, yes, for Koberger, without a doubt. But we got to look at the bigger picture. I think that's an important thing that maybe this will shed a little bit of light on. It's like, yeah, this is possible. Someone can basically go to death like this. And for Koberger, a lot of us look the other way. But not everybody is Brian Koberger, and that's the scary part about that sort of prospect. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. As always, thank you for your insight into this.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.